GOP sends Hunter, James Biden criminal referrals to DOJ, citing false statements to Congress. By Wendell Hasebo on June 5, 2024. House committees issued criminal referrals to the Justice Department concerning Hunter Biden's and James Biden's alleged false statements to Congress about key aspects of the impeachment inquiry of President Joe Biden, Breitbart News learned Wednesday. The alleged false statements have to do with Joe Biden's knowledge of and role in his family's influence peddling schemes and appear to be a calculated effort to shield the president from the impeachment inquiry. Oversight Chair James Comer, RKY, Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan, RO, and Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith, RMO, told Breitbart News. Hunter allegedly falsely suggested he was not the corporate secretary for Rosemont Seneca Bohai, RSB. Documents released by the Ways and Means Committee reveal a corporate resolution signed by Hunter as the acting secretary of Rosemont Seneca Bohai, LLC. Furthermore, the committee asked Hunter about foreign payments into the RSB account, the Oversight Committee said in May. According to evidence provided by an IRS whistleblower, Hunter Biden was the beneficial owner of the entity's associated bank account. Hunter also allegedly lied about who he spoke with about leveraging his father's influence to rake in money from SK China Energy Company. The Oversight Committee explained in May. Hunter also claimed that the Zhao he was messaging on WhatsApp is not the same Zhao connected to SK. These were the messages where Hunter stated Joe Biden was sitting next to him. According to phone records released today, Hunter only communicated with one Zhao, Raymond Zhao, in the exchange we asked about. Not only did the same Zhao respond, but his message thread indicates he knew exactly what Hunter Biden was talking about. Hunter went on to message the Zhao phone number for months regarding matters related to SK. James Biden, the president's younger brother, alleged that Joe Biden never had any involvement or any direct or indirect financial interest in the family business. Joe Biden did have involvement, Tony Bobulinski, a former Biden associate and whistleblower, told Congress. Hunter Biden, in his own transcribed interview, confirmed that that meeting took place, he said. Hunter confirmed his uncle perjured himself in front of this committee. The committee was so shocked by his perjury that they asked him the same question multiple times, Bobulinski said. Each time he denied meeting with me and Joe Biden. After the committee showed him text messages confirming that. In May, Chairman Smith slammed the Bidens for their statements. Lying during sworn testimony is a felony offense that the Department of Justice has prosecuted numerous individuals for in recent years. And the American people expect the same accountability for the son of the President of the United States. Since opening the probe, House investigators have revealed Joe Biden received money from James and Hunter Biden. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here and here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.